like me being Taiwanese and English does kind of shape who I am, but it's not completely. It's also like the things I like, the things I do. So like basically my hobbies, my interests are also mixed. Me, me.
Welcome to Migration in Focus, Voices from the UK, a series that explores British people's perspectives on some of today's most pressing issues in the UK and beyond. Immigration, integration, and the coexistence of local citizens and newcomers. These themes touch all of us. I am Lara Momessu and your host for this series. I am based in Lancashire, where I moved for work some 8 years ago. As someone who understands both the challenges of being a migrant and the strain migration can place on local communities, I'm also deeply concerned by the tone of the current debate in the UK. That's why I created this podcast in collaboration with Work Better Innovations, a social enterprise focused on migrant integration, human rights, and responsible supply chains. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Migration in Focus, Voices from the UK. In this episode, I'll be exploring what it's like for British children to grow up in families shaped by migration and where members have different ethnic background. The number of children with an immigration background make up a large part of the population in Britain. This includes British children whose parents are foreigners. According to the Office for National Statistics, in 2023, 37% of newborns had at least one parent born outside the UK. It also includes foreign-born children who migrated with their parents to Britain. Consider that in 2019, 6% of children under the age of 18 living in the UK were born abroad. So it is most likely that our children have friends and classmates who were born abroad or whose parents are not British. In many ways, the life of these children reflects the contemporary transnational world, one in which Britain is deeply integrated, where international travel, work, lifestyles, and migration more broadly give rise to families who move across borders or whose members live in different countries. For many of these children, living across cultures, speaking multiple languages, and maintaining relationships with relatives and friends in different countries is simply part of their everyday life. These British children might live here or might live abroad for short or long periods of time, adding layers of complexity to their sense of belonging and how they might be perceived by the broader society. This means that these children can also be exposed to situations and narratives that question their normality, sometimes in funny and other times in harsher ways. What does it mean for these children to be part of British society? How do they experience the growing anti-immigrant social and political debate of contemporary society? Today, I am here with Lilo, an 11-year-old British-Taiwanese child. Lilo was born in Britain and spent most of her life in this country, although she regularly visits her family in Taiwan, often for long periods of time, and has lived for a couple of years in the Czech Republic, where her dad worked. In this episode, I want to explore this normality with Lilo through the eyes of an 11-year-old who is British and is also Taiwanese, mixed race, and whose mother is a foreigner in the UK. To begin our conversation, I'd like to explore with you what it means to be part of this world here in Britain, what it means to be British while also being Taiwanese, mixed race, and the child of an immigrant mother in this case. So how would you describe yourself and your identity in relation to yours and your family life story?
I see myself as both British and Taiwanese. When I'm in England, I feel English, but there's a smidge inside me that tells me I'm also Taiwanese. It's the same in Taiwan. I feel Taiwanese, but a little bit English. Some people may feel different about this. Why aren't I the same as other people? But generally, to me, I don't really care where I'm from.
Oh, okay. You know, I see that you don't care where you are from, but how your different identities, and here you mentioned the Taiwanese and the British or any other identity you can think of, coexist in your life. Have you some example in your everyday life of this mix of how it means to be British and Taiwanese?
Many things are mixed up. My languages, my lifestyle. For example, my mum sometimes makes English food, Taiwanese food, and many more. When I'm in Taiwan, there's words I get mixed up. So when people don't understand me, it's kind of hard. But once my Taiwanese family came over to England and I met up with my English family, I was able to translate what people were talking about back and forth to each family member. So that made me feel happy.
I see that language is an important feature of food and language, actually. So can you tell us what languages you can speak and how do you use in your everyday life?
I speak Taiwanese and English.
Taiwanese, you mean Mandarin, Chinese Mandarin or?
Taiwanese Mandarin.
Taiwanese Mandarin, okay.
Yeah. So I speak Taiwanese to my Taiwanese mom and I speak English to my English dad.
Okay. And what about your friends when you go out? Do you have friends who understand, for example, Taiwanese? Or when you are in Taiwan, do you speak English to some friends, Taiwanese to others? How do you see? Is it easy to switch? You know that your ability to speak two languages is very unique. Not all children can do that.
Like, when I'm in England, I mostly speak English unless someone tells me, like, I need to speak Taiwanese to show them how I can speak it, right? And then in Taiwanese, most people speak English to me because they think I can't understand Taiwanese and that makes me like that, right? So I just speak Taiwanese in Taiwan.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Because I also speak two languages, right? I speak Italian and English, and very often I feel like my Italianness is connected very much to the way I speak languages as well. So do you think that language also bring out some specific elements of your personality when you speak English or Taiwanese? Do you speak in a different way?
I do. So in Taiwan, because like in England, when I speak Taiwanese, like I can't say the words right, like there's a bit of a British accent in me, but like in Taiwan I just become fully Taiwanese, so I can just speak Taiwanese without any problems.
Yeah. What about this mix of identities and languages and cultures? You were talking also about food, so food comes in to shape who you are, right? So I wonder, you know, I think there are sort of different worlds. Is your family world in which all these elements tend to come together quite relatively naturally? And then there is the outside world in which you have to decide what language I use, what kind of behavior I have, how do people look at me, right? So I wonder if because of your different identities and so on, have you ever experienced moments of alienation, also because of your family identity, family history, mom identity, but also not just alienation, also nice moments, something that surprised you in a positive way when you relate to the outside world?
I haven't experienced any hard times, right? But I have experienced nice times because, like, when one of my friends, right? Because I'm starting a new high school, right? You know, in my new high school, there's much more mixed people. And there's like 5 mixed people in my class. So I can relate to them because then I know I'm not the only one that's mixed. But I might be the only one that's mixed English and Taiwanese, that's it.
What does it mean to be mixed to you? Does it make you feel different or more similar indeed to these children? In which way?
I just feel like I'm mixed. There's no explaining. I don't know how to explain it.
And so here in England, you have a few new classmates who are also mixed people. And what about in Taiwan? So Do you have friends who are mainly Taiwanese, mixed ethnicity, or are they immigrants? Or
okay, so in Taiwan, there's loads of people that are just Taiwanese. Like, I don't really find anyone that mixed or anything. Okay, they might be like from, like, their mom might be from Thailand or whatever, right? But that's very, like, that's pretty close to Taiwan, right? They're both Asian, so I don't really find anyone else. But there is one person that's Taiwanese and English like me, so they're my friends, but they're just Taiwanese and English like me, like exactly like me. Like, their dad is English and their mom's Taiwanese.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you feel a bit different from other children who are just Taiwanese, or the other children here who are just English. They have both parents who are from Britain.
Like, I don't really feel anything, but to me, they might feel a bit jealous. Like, why does she have two languages? I only have one, right?
How do they show to you that they are jealous?
No, but I kind of feel they are jealous. I don't know if they are or not. Like, my friends from primary school, they don't feel like they're jealous because they're already trying to learn different languages, right? Like Japanese, Korean, right? So I don't think they're jealous, right? But like my friends that are not like my best friends, I kind of feel like they're jealous.
Okay. And do they manifest it to you? How do you feel? What is the feeling you have to see that? Do they look at you in a strange way, or do they tell you things?
They don't really tell me. They don't look at me in a strange way. They just carry on as usual. But like, I think they might feel jealous because, like, sometimes when someone asks me, like, can you speak Taiwanese like that? And I speak it, right? They just look at me like, wow, you're so lucky to have two languages. And I'm like, yeah, like that, right?
And what does it mean to you to speak two languages, or to have such a different and diverse family context?
I mean, like, I don't really feel anything. I just feel like I'm a human being. I'm just a human.
Yeah, I guess that for you is normal, right? You grow up with such a unique, I would say, in some way common, because there are many other children who are in similar situation, as you said before, maybe different ethnicities, but a diverse family context with parents who migrated or are simply British, but with different ethnic background. But obviously, when someone looks at it from the outside, you also notice that there are many of these kind of families, but they are also very unique. They're very rich from the inside. All families are rich in a way or another culturally, but it's a different kind also of richness, I would guess.
I know like three people who are the same as me. They're mixed and they're in British and Taiwanese, but two of them can't really speak Taiwanese, so I can't really relate to them because I can speak Taiwanese. But the one I talked about earlier, he can write Taiwanese, he can speak Taiwanese, and he can speak English and write English. I can't really write Taiwanese, but I can write a tiny bit, so I can relate to him a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this kind of skills will be important for your future life?
I don't really know, because my dream job isn't to be like a language person or teacher. And so I don't think it really works. But if I was to like work in Taiwan, right, because it's actually better, because like better food, better living, that kind of thing, right? So I think it'd be good if I learned more Taiwanese. And if I worked in a national one, then I could also speak English, right?
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit more? You said Taiwan is better. Actually, I lived a few years in Taiwan. I took for granted what it means to what Taiwan is in terms of culture, history. But maybe some of our listeners don't know about Taiwan. Do you want to tell us a bit? What's better in Taiwan? What do you like of Taiwan? How is it different from England? Also your life, everyday life in Taiwan when you go there. How is it different from here?
Yeah, so in Taiwan, it's much hotter than England. In England, it's like 10 degrees, but in Taiwan, it's like 40 degrees, right? I might be exaggerating a bit much, but like, it is that hot. And then in Taiwan, the food is really good. So basically, we eat much more seaweed then there than we do in England. And the mangoes and the fruit is actually, like the tropical ones, are actually much more delicious. Because the mangoes in England, most people would think it's sweet, but actually it's really sour. But in Taiwan, the mangoes are really sweet and big. They're like this big. So in Taiwan, there are also night markets.
What's a night market? Explain it to us.
So a night market is, so when England is like going to bed and stuff, right? At nighttime, right? Taiwan at nighttime, they will open these really big markets for really good foods and stuff. It can be anything. It can be ice cream. It can be chicken, like KFC, that kind of stuff. It can be sweet potato. It can be chips, that kind of thing, right? And then can be really anything, right? When England goes to bed, Taiwan, at nighttime, it's like with markets and it's really bright out, right? And then everyone just walks around and then you can just buy something and go off to the next market, like the next shop. And then there's just a lot of people like walking around just buying stuff. So it's basically like a shopping mall, but like it's at nighttime.
Open air very often, right?
Yeah.
So tell me something about food. What's your favorite Taiwanese food? And what's also the thing you miss the most of English food when you are in Taiwan?
So my favorite food in Taiwan is actually like in the Taiwanese name. Should I just speak it in Taiwanese or should I just...
Try, say it in Taiwanese and then translate it. Explain what it is in English.
It's xianshuji, which is it's like fried chicken, it's like KFC, except there's fried chicken, there's fried octopus, there's fried like basically everything, right? I only like the octopus bits. And there's also like fried sweet potato, which is really good, right? That's also one of my favorites. And the closest English food to Taiwan would just be bread, really. Well, actually, the bread in Taiwan is actually much sweeter than the English bread, because the milk as well is kind of different from England's, right? So I think there wouldn't be something close.
When you are in Taiwan, is there anything of what you usually eat in England that you miss?
There's not really. Like, I don't really love the English food, right? I only like McDonald's, but that's just McDonald's. You can get it everywhere. I don't really miss English food when I'm in Taiwan. I just eat till I explode, yeah, in Taiwan. Whereas in England, I just eat a tiny bit. I'm like, I need to eat something or I'll die. Okay, like that, right? And then, but in Taiwan, I'm just like, there's so much food on the table. And I just eat it all.
So many things happen around food, right? Either on a table or sharing food as you walk. Food is so central to everyday. How is your everyday life in the UK different from the one you had in Taiwan? Can you tell me about your routine in each place?
So in England, my routine is just to like speak English, eat English food, do whatever that's English, really. In Taiwan, I need to do my... Well, in England, I do my homework as well. But, like, in Taiwan, there's much more homework, right? Like, I need to do my maths. I need to do, like, my writing in Taiwanese. Whereas in England, I don't really need to do my writing in English because I can write in English already. But I just do, like, maths and stuff, but like in Taiwan I need to do more homework, so that's a bit more of a routine.
Is there anything special about your family life, identity, also as a consequence of the fact that your mom is a foreign-born resident in the UK. Do you think that this shapes in some way you are?
Like, me being Taiwanese and English does kind of shape who I am, but it's not completely, because it's also like the things I like, the things I do. Like, for some reason, I collect tape after it's finished, like it's broken already. I collect the things, the rolls, and then I also, so like basically my hobbies, my interests, that also makes me me.
There is a rather negative public debate on immigration in the UK. Do you know about it? Have you experienced anything in relation to it? And how does it make you feel?
So it makes me feel a bit uncomfortable. Not to me, like, why are they saying that, right? So if someone said something mean about Taiwan or racist about Taiwan, in my head, I'd probably punch them, right? But, like, I can't really do that in real life. So I'd probably just be like, oh, shut up, and then just walk away, right? If it was someone older than me, because I am kind of polite sometimes, right? And to other people. So I wouldn't probably say shut up, but I would say like something like, no, being in Taiwan's better than being in England, right? Or something. Well, I wouldn't actually say that. I just say in my, I just think, oh, being in Taiwan's better, right? Like, I feel better in Taiwan than I do in England, right? Like, not many people feel like that, but like, this is like how I feel. So yeah, basically, I kind of just feel mean about the people who are racist, right? And some people may feel depressed or by these words if they are like immigrant, and then they may feel a bit depressed by the racism. Okay, but it makes me feel unique and special because I'm different from those around me. But yeah, no, but like, that kind of sentence, I don't really say because I kind of exaggerated. So basically, I feel like a human, right? And people who are racist, right? I just say in my head, they're just worms. They don't understand human language. Yeah. They're just ants there. Yeah, they're dirt to me. Like, the people who are racist are dirt. I just step over them and just grin. I'm fine.
Have you ever encountered negative or discriminatory experiences related to your race, ethnicity, or your mom's migration background?
Nobody has ever bullied me, like saying racist things about me, because I am likable a lot. Yep. But there was a time, but it wasn't really racist. Someone just said, are you Chinese? I said, no. And then they said, all right. And then they started saying something about Chinese people because they didn't really hear me. And I was like, I'm not Chinese, I'm Taiwanese. Like, the two different things. And so basically what they said wasn't racist, right? But was kind of mean, right? And they thought my name, right, was Chinese or Taiwanese or whatever, right? In a mean way, like, That's the weirdest name I know, right? And I'm like, not as weird as your name, right? That's what I said. I told the head teacher, right? Actually, I told my mom first. Then my mom told the head teacher, right? Head teacher told him off, right? Because he was pretty mean to me. And he was like in year three. I was in year one then, right? And then after that, every time he once asked me, do I want to be his friend? And I was like, no, like that, right? And then, so every time he walks past, I stare at him. Every time he walks past, my mum stares at him, like in like a death stare. So it's like that, right? And so he never goes near me again. But luckily, he's now moved schools, so I'm good. I've forgiven him, but still, I'm not going to be his friends. Probably just more like, I see you, you see me, but we're not going to talk to each other. We're just going to walk past. It's kind of like if you like walking down the street and you see this person, but you're not going to talk to them, of course, right? You just walk past them.
How did it make you feel emotionally when he told these things about your name?
I know my name is Hawaiian. It's not actually Taiwanese or anything. So I just said, you know, my name's Hawaiian, right? And just moved on. Like, I just said, my name's Hawaiian. It's not Taiwanese, Chinese, or any other thing. It's Hawaiian. Seriously, do you not know anything like that? I said that to the person. And then I just walked away, really. I also called him dumb in Taiwanese so he wouldn't understand me.
All right, that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much, Lilo, for opening up and sharing your story with me and our listeners. Bye for now and stay tuned. If you enjoyed this conversation and want to hear more of this, please consider supporting us. We have created a Patreon community where you can join us for as little as £2 a month. Your support will help us produce more content that raises awareness and sparks conversation about migration, integration, and coexistence in the UK. Also, follow the show on your favorite platforms and join us on social media for updates and conversations. And if you have something to say or would like to be interviewed, drop me an email. All the contact details are in the description.